It's All Things Considered on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Neil Charnoff. We'll get recommendations from this week's Art Hounds in just a few minutes, but first, it's our weekly conversation on the arts. Imagine if there could be just one central resource that can act as a conduit for all genres of music made in Vermont. In fact, that resource exists. Big Heavy World has been archiving and promoting Vermont music since 1996 through its website, live shows, and radio station. The architect behind Big Heavy World is Executive Director James Lockridge of Burlington. Lockridge co-founded the organization 18 years ago and now oversees all of its projects, including the in-progress redesign of Big Heavy World's website. Lockridge joins us now in our Colchester studios. Welcome.
Thanks, Neil. Hello.
Jim, why is a resource like Big Heavy World important in Vermont?
Well, Big Heavy World operates on at least a couple different levels. Its mission has two parts. One is preserving and promoting music, which is essential to us as a people for recognizing our uniqueness, the intensity of our vitality, our creativity. You know, what we have to offer through the arts represents deeply and comprehensively our humanity, and preserving it, reflecting on it, and celebrating it is absolutely critical to us and our identity as a state. Separately from that, Big Heavy World has functioned from its start with a volunteer staff who have, for the most part, been high school or college aged. Those kids find music compelling, so they join us to be involved with music in general. But while they're working on organizations, projects that run the gamut of music industry enterprises, they're gaining technical, social, professional skills that are very rare to find in an extra institutional environment like ours. Ours is a space that they're completely comfortable in, yet they're gaining forward momentum with their careers and their exploration of, you know, who they'll be in life.
Your resources are fairly minimal. You do rely mainly on volunteers and community support. How do you generate any money, operate the radiator, the radio station, and pay yourself a salary?
From the outside looking in, from the perspective of potential funders, we're performing a variety of different roles in our community. We are a workforce development environment. We're a preventative environment that the health department has appreciated and supported. We are a community and economic development situation that funders like the Vermont Community Foundation have supported. So I think we're able, by piecing supports together, to accomplish what we need to.
Just want to be clear, once again, we both kind of talked about the fact that you're inclusive in terms of genres. I know that some people may think of the local music scene as all hardcore thrashing and rapping and mosh pits. Could you dispel that image for us?
Oh, man. Our experiences, you know, and the projects we do, which range from a record label that's released about 16 compilation CDs or samplers to the monthly live concert broadcasts we do from Main Street Landing, involves artists of such a scope of sounds and personalities that it's a challenge to address that question, because I don't think that that question should even exist. You know, when you look to Vermont and its community of musicians, there is such a wealth of diversity and talent. It's overwhelming. It really is. And, you know, Big Heavy World is making an effort with the tools and the resources we have to reflect that situation back for us to appreciate.
And geographically, I'm curious about your relationship with the central and southern Vermont musicians.
Well, I think you could say that our mission is statewide. We hope to find resources that allow us to establish outposts of volunteerism. And our model that we're exploring is to involve advisors and professors and school newspaper teachers in bringing high school and college students together on various campuses to perform the role that we do from the central office in Burlington, which is interviewing bands, scheduling them, finding music industry resources and reporting them so we can publish about them. And, you know, really, really bringing the far reaches of Vermont into recognition of the rest of Vermont as a community. You know, one of our goals, and I'm very grateful for the opportunity to say this out loud, is to bring musicians across the state together, to build the social capital that allows our music community to support itself. Our experience is recognizing that for the most part, arts resources are consolidated or towering central points of authority, and we understand that if we can build a community of musicians, that distributed experience and the resources that are present already there among individuals as musicians would empower the whole community at large.
Where do you want to take Big Heavy World in the next couple of years?
Well, technically, we hope to use the internet as a tool to build community among musicians. We're actively advocating that the state consider designation of Big Heavy World as a music office. We look to other states and other large cities with populations comparable to the state of Vermont, like Seattle, for instance, where they're not only creating or legislating into existence music offices that serve their music communities, but they're funding them as well. And, you know, we're very used to being independent and self-sufficient, and we have a very DIY or do-it-yourself ethic that relates us closely with Vermont's hardcore punk rock community in terms of our philosophy. But it would not take much additional support at all to cross that transformational threshold that allow us to meet our potential in service as a music office like we find in other places.
James Lockridge is the executive director of Big Heavy World, which is based in Burlington. You'll find more information at vpr.net. Thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thank you very much, Nick.